I wanted to produce this story about the role of the Palestinian woman because I believe that people living outside the Arab world have the wrong idea about us. The Palestinian woman is an integral part of our society. She participates in the Palestinian struggle just like any man. She has a major role in political, social, and economic life. She's the wife of the prisoner, the nurse to the injured and handicapped, the university student and professional, in many cases, the breadwinner, and always the mother, cook and cleaner. And sometimes, Palestinian women are even political prisoners. Khawla Al-Azraq is the director of the Women's Committee for Social Action in Bethlehem. She's the mother of two boys and two girls. She has also served 4 years in prison for her political work with Fatah during the First Intifada. How do you think the international community sees the Palestinian woman?
I think this picture is not clear enough. Most of the people outside of Palestine, they didn't know exactly what the Palestinian women are doing here in Palestine. They just maybe see the TV and see some examples that the Palestinian mothers, they don't care about their children, or they just doing the traditional role of housework or take care of family. But I think we are in Palestine doing a lot as a woman. First of all, we share our national struggle against the occupation side by side with men and participating in the political activities. In the first legislative elections, 5 women win in that election, and I think it is a good achievement. Even the number is very little comparing with the number of men. But if we compare this experience with other communities not suffering from political conflict, the women in some communities can't vote, even not to be a member in any legislative council or municipality or even local council. But in Palestine, it was our first experience and we achieved something. Besides this, in 1996, when the local council elections begin, there is at least 2 women in each council. And some of the councils, all of the members are women, and some of the municipalities leading by women. And I think it is a big achievement, and it reflects the mentality and the attitude of the community that the people in Palestine, they are ready to accept women in decision-making positions. When we reach the 2006 elections, the number of women who win in that election, they are 17. And I think it is a new achievement. Even some of these women are from religious parties, but they are women and they win. This community believe that women can play an effective role on all level of life. That not mean that we achieved everything, we achieve a little, but we need to continue and to work hard to have more achievements. There is still a lot of obstacles against women in Palestine. Palestine, it's an Arab community and Islamic community. And you know, there is a traditional culture which the people still believe. And there is a lot of things in this culture against women's rights. But this kind of struggle, it needs a long time. And it needs a lot of patience and a lot of belief that at the end we can change this kind of culture.
You said before that the international community has the wrong idea about Palestinian women. What do you think we can do to change this perception?
I think that it's a responsibility for that the Palestinians who are working, who are living outside or working outside, to talk and to speak about women's struggle in Palestine, and also our foreigner friends who are coming from their countries to visit Palestine, and they know and they see by themselves what's happening here in Palestine and what's the role of women here, how the people think. I think they can talk about their experience in an honest way and speak what they are seeing exactly. For example, the issue, the violence against women, I think it's a global issue. Some of foreigners or some of the community in Europe or in United States, they try to say it is the third world issue. issue. I think it's a global issue. In Europe, there is still violence against women because she's a woman. And until now, I meet a lot of friends from France, Spain, Italy, and they talk about this issue. And they said that a lot of women who are suffering from violence. But in these communities, there is clear laws, a clear legislations that support women because it's a stable communities. In Palestine, there is no any legislations, Palestinian legislations that support women, that deal with women issue or family issue. We still use the Egyptian laws in Gaza and the Jordanian laws in West Bank, and it is very old. We are, as a Palestinian movement and organizations in Palestine, struggling to have our own legislation. We suggest a draft that all of women organizations sign this draft, and we give it to the Palestinian Legislation Council and the Palestinian government to study it and to put legislations based on this document. Marriage in education, divorce, women marriage age, all of these things. But until now, it's not adapted by the parliament.
Many people are not aware of the fact that women were extremely active in the First Intifada. How vital was their involvement?
I think all of the world outside who are witnessing what's happening in Palestine in the First Intifada, they know exactly that women playing a major role in that Intifada, in demonstrations, in supporting the prisoners' families and the martyrs' families, in take care of land, in the popular education when they close the universities and the schools. Women, they have the major role. It's, we call it the Woman Intifada. The woman was leaders in this Intifada, and many of women who are injured and arrested and killed in that Intifada. But in the second Intifada, the situation changed, and this has affected the women participation in this Intifada. But in the first one, and I was active in that Intifada, women, they playing a major role.
What message about Palestinian women would you like to tell to the world?
I would like to say that Palestinian women strongly believe in better future for their families, for the whole Palestinian people, and we deserve this future.